Dating. On the date. When you finally see Janet at the restaurant or another dating place, you should say something right when you see her. Here are a few examples. I'm glad you showed up. You look great. Hi, Janet. It's good seeing you again. During the date, you have to make sure the person stays interested. This is primarily done by talking about subjects the other person wants to talk about. In this case, Janet is concentrating on school. Here are some things to say. What subject do you find difficult? What classes are giving you a hard time? Do you like multiple choice questions or short answer questions? Do you like writing essays? What subjects interest you the most? After you find out more information on her interest, then you can say more things about it. When I was in college, I had a hard time with my writing assignments. I guess my high school didn't prepare me enough, so I went to the writing center located next to the library, and they helped me tremendously. I found psychology to be pretty easy, but I always made stupid mistakes with the multiple choice questions, so I got a study guide for it, and it helped me to get the minor details out of the way. I really like history, too. I enjoy learning about what happened and how we got to the state we are in now. You don't like calculus? I was a math major. If you would like, I can help you out with your homework. I'm sure after a couple of lessons, you will think it is easy. So helping out with homework is another way to get another date. Although it will be more geared towards schoolwork, you can take the opportunity to impress the other person. Dating. Asking for a second date. Another way to get another date is by suggesting another restaurant. Janet likes Italian restaurants, but she chose Olive Garden. If the date went well, and you know of another Italian restaurant, you can suggest another date near the end of dinner. Is Italian one of your favorite types of food? Yeah, I like all types of pasta. I know this great little Italian restaurant on the waterfront. It's small, but very authentic. I'd love to take you there next week or something. Or if you know of another type of restaurant, here's what you can say. Have you ever had French food? I've had French fries before. I'm talking about real French food. No, I don't even know what is considered French food. I've been to this great French restaurant a couple of months ago. The food was amazing. I would like to take you there sometime. Would you be interested? Dating. Preparing activity after dinner. Sometimes, a date will end right after dinner. Other times, you can go to another place such as a bar, or go bowling, or see a movie. It is your responsibility to find out what the other person likes to do and then suggest it. If the date was strictly for dinner, then it will be difficult, but in this case, Mike suggested a dinner and a movie or another thing. That means Janet should have left the night open. Have you seen Master and Commander yet? I heard it was a good movie. No, I haven't. There is an 8:30 showing down the street. Would you like to go see it? Mike made sure to look up movie times and locations before the movie. Then when he suggests a movie, he has all the information. What do you like to do when you are not studying? I like to hang out with friends and drink a little, and I also like to go bowling sometimes. Do you want to go bowling after dinner? We can have a few drinks while we play. It will be fun. In this scenario, Mike is using both her interests here. In the States, they serve alcohol, so drinking and bowling together is a great option. Dating. Saying goodbye on a date. Finally, when the date is over, you can say a couple of things depending on how the date went. If it went bad, you can lie and say, "I had a good time. I'll call you sometime." Or you can not lie and say, "The dinner and movie was great. Have a good night." Mike is not lying. He is saying the dinner and movie was good, but didn't say anything about the date. If you had a good time, say, "I had a great time tonight. Can I call you again?" "We should do this again." "I really enjoyed spending time with you." Common courtesy sentences. Make sure to drive safely. If you have any problems, feel free to give me a call. I hope you had a good time. Drive home safely and have a good night.